God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Truth About Temptation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Every time you and I missed it in the past, we could have resisted the temptation and not given in and not fallen. Every one of us? Every time. Now, if we couldn't have, then it's not our fault. And we're not responsible. And we shouldn't be held accountable and we shouldn't be required to repent because we couldn't help it. But the fact that we are required to confess our sin and to repent and ask for forgiveness means we could have done differently. We just failed to. Say it one more time. I don't have to sin. Now let's quote some scripture over us. I mean, we've read this before in Romans 6, but let's proclaim it again. Sin shall not have dominion over me. I'm free from sin. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. Free. Me. Free. From the law of sin and death. Isn't that what that's talking about? All through there? That third and fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth chapters of Romans? That's what he's talking about all through there. Jesus has done all that is needed and all that is necessary for you and I to live a victorious life over all sin. Now let's go further into this tonight. Can you believe with me for a while? And let's delve into this. We didn't read Hebrews 2, but you know it goes into talking about he was made just like us. And Hebrews 4 said he was tempted just like us in all areas. Go with me over to Romans 7. We were talking about these places. Let's look at them briefly. Romans 7. I was talking to somebody last Friday night after the service, and I said, you know, if you advertised and said, we're having a seminar on temptation and sin, everybody come. Well, it's one of those subjects, it's one of those things that people think, when are we having the prosperity seminar? When are we going to have the faith seminar? When are we going to have the healing seminar? You know, our marriage meeting. We've had wonderful meetings, but we've had a lot of our own people not come. And a lot of people from other places not come. And I think there's this mentality that if you come, some way or another, it's an admission that your marriage needs help. Well, let me just go ahead and break the ice. Your marriage does need help. Every marriage in here needs help. Now we got that out of the way, you can just come right on. But there's, you understand what I'm saying? There's wrong thinking. People think, oh, that won't be fun. That won't be, you know. And sometimes people know they got problems and they just want to pretend they don't. They want to ignore them and not deal with them. But that's not how life gets better. And the same thing with this. People in the church, now you know it as well as I, but I mean people are falling in gross sin in churches all over the country, all over the world, not two or three here and there. People are just falling every day. And yet, people act like we don't need to talk about temptation and sin. Well, we do. But we need to do it in faith. Somebody say, no condemnation.
No condemnation.
Getting free.
Getting free.
The truth makes us free. And this is what we're talking about, the truth about temptation and sin. Romans 7, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Romans 7 and 12. 7:12. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. Now let's just stop right here. We asked the question and answered it, what is sin? And we're going to be talking about that more. But one of the definitions of sin is, from the Scripture, the transgression of the law is sin. Let's look at the most basic part of it, the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not lie. Well, if you lie, you sin. Thou shalt not steal. So, if you know the law says don't steal, and you know stealing is wrong, and you steal, you sin. Now we live in a world, like the Scripture talked about, we read, that mocks sin. People make a mockery of sin. And they go, well, what is sin? Sin's your Victorian idea of how I'm supposed to live my life. Sin is this. Every denomination has got a different take, and everybody's got their own set of lists of do's and don'ts and what's sin, and this is a sin, and this ain't a sin, and this might be a sin, and gray areas. No. It's a lot simpler in the Word of God. We gave you this definition, and I think it'll bear meditation. Sin is violation of light. There's no such thing as a person who sinned and they didn't know it was wrong. Are you with me now? No such thing. Somebody sinned and they didn't know it was wrong. Sin is violation of what you know about right and wrong. But the problem is people kid themselves, they deceive themselves, and other people are try to about what they know. People try to pretend I didn't know when they did. And old friend, that's one of the worst things you could possibly do. The Bible says if we're walking in darkness and we say we haven't sinned, we're lying. But if we'll confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Proverbs says if you cover your sin, you will not prosper. But if you'll confess your sin and forsake it, you'll get mercy. That sounds like what we just read in Hebrews, isn't it? You'll get mercy, you'll get grace to help in your time of need. Romans 7, did you find that? Let's keep reading. It says in verse 12, the law is holy, the commandments holy and just and good. Was then that which is good made death to me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin. What does that mean? That people might realize that sin is sin. Working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. Now what does that mean? The New Living Testament says it like this. The latter phrase says, so we can see how terrible sin really is. Sin is an awful thing. The greatest destroyer and killer of mankind on the planet is not war, it's not disease, it's not famine, it's sin. Because had it not been for sin, these things would not have been. Now here's the thing, we've talked about this before. You're there in Romans 7, go back to 6, the last verse, what is it, 6:23. And what does it say there? 6:23. The what? The wages of sin is what?
Death.
Is death. Now you'll find also throughout that latter part of that chapter, he keeps referring to the law of sin. Somebody say law.
Law.
Now look down at the 8th chapter and the first verse. We just got through quoting this, and man, this is such a wonderful shouting verse here. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 2, what does it say?
The law.
For the what?
The law.
Somebody say law.
Law.
The law. What is a law? A law is something that is established. It works the same way everywhere, all the time, Right? It's a law, an established principle in the creation of God. You know, you do this and this happens. Not just for some people, not just part of the time. It happens everywhere, all the time. It's a law. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from what? From the law of sin and death. Is sin and death a law?
Yes,
is there a higher law that'll set you free? There's a law of gravity, right? You jump off the barn, you go down, not just on Tuesdays. You jump off the barn, you go down. I don't care what color you are, which gender you are, you jump off the barn. If you didn't finish third grade, or if you got four doctorates, you jump off the barn. Come on, help me out now. Why? It's a law. And for century after century after century, man's feet stayed planted solidly on terra firma because of that law, and they could only wistfully look up in the skies and try to imagine what it would be to soar like an eagle, to soar like a bird, until some folks discovered another law. Oh, somebody get ready to shout. Come on. Another law. It didn't do away with the law of gravity, but it was a law that enabled you to supersede. Oh, come on. People learned about the law of lift. And that if you'd push a wind foil through the air with enough speed, it would actually lift right off the ground. And it just sounds shocking. And when the Wright brothers were trying to do their thing at Kitty Hawk, people, everybody believed. It was coming all over the world. Well, if God would have intended man to fly, He would have created him with wings. And in just a few decades, something as big as a 747 with hundreds of people, hundreds of thousands of pounds of fuel and mass and weight, lift right up off the ground. Even though gravity is working just like it always did, there is a law of sin and death. But there's another law. Woo, there's another law. Come on, tell me what that other law is. It is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, and it has the power to set you free. Woo, free from the law of sin and death.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Overcoming Temptation, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R903F. That's R903F. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.